Hey, welcome to the Fundraising Freedom Podcast with Mary Valone. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and this is the place where aspiring six and seven figure fundraisers come to be encouraged, empowered, and educated on how to raise more funds and have more freedom. So welcome to episode 105. Today, we're talking about how to start with the end in mind, how to begin with the end in mind. And so today's conversation is around one of my favorite books. So the book is called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It was written by Stephen Covey. Stephen is extremely well known, but if you haven't heard of him, he's an educator, an author, a businessman, and a speaker. But he wrote this book in 1989, and today it's sold over 25 million copies. So it's extremely effective. Obviously, a lot of businesses, a lot of nonprofits have used the book in the past. And so I wanted to target just one out of his 7 steps today and just lean into that heavy, because I think that it's really important that we begin to visualize and start using that in a much larger way than maybe we are today for our nonprofits and for our personal budgets, depending on how you're raising your funds. But I want you to start thinking much bigger. And today I'm going to challenge you to dream a little. Okay. So today we're going to be dreaming on the podcast. Okay. And the reason why I want you to dream is because it doesn't cost anything to dream. So I know a lot of you have very small budgets. You don't have a lot of money to work with. And so you're starting to think about, like, what can we actually do to move the needle? And if you continue to do things the way that you've done them in the past, you're going to get the same results. I often say what got you here won't get you there. So whatever got you here was awesome and it was great. And you did everything in your power to get you to the place that you're in today. But now we want to take this up to a new level. We want to take this to the next stage. And the only way that we're going to do that is if we start to dream a little. So Stephen Covey talks about in his book, specifically that ideas and things, anything, if you look around your office, your desk, your space that you're in right now, maybe you're in your car, wherever you're at, look at all of the different things, the car, the desk, the dry erase board, your notebook, whatever it is, all those things were created twice, right? So not once, but twice. They were created once as an idea and second as an actual physical thing. And so everything that has ever been created was first created once as an idea and second as a physical creation, okay? So here's where we're at. We're in the idea phase. So today we're just talking about the idea itself. Doesn't cost anything. It's just an idea. It could go anywhere. It could end today or it could turn into something amazing and incredible, life transformational and crazy for your cause. Okay. So as we dream and we start thinking about things, the first question I want you to ask yourself is, what do you want? And I've asked this before. I ask it a lot, is that so often we don't even know what we want. So other people don't know how to help us. And so we know that we have to create clarity in what we do. We have to create make it so apparent that what we do is changing lives, that people are like, oh my gosh, I want what you want. I want that too. That's my mission. Your mission is my mission. And we have the same vision. So the more that we can be so clear about what we want, the higher the likelihood that somebody's going to actually want to be a part of what we're doing and ultimately fund the work that you're doing. Okay. So the first question that I'm asking you is, what do you want? And so think through, is it a dollar amount? Is it, the number of lives that are being changed, the people that you're able to help? What is the actual thing that you want? And when this is all said and done, think about the journey of your career, of the work that you're doing. When things are all said and done at the end of your career, whether that's 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now, I want you just to be thinking about, what are you going to reflect back and say, wow, I did that? And, so many times I think to myself, I'm like, I dream and I think, oh my gosh, it's not even possible that that thing could come to life. And then all of a sudden that thing comes to life. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't dream big enough. And so I feel like if you can look back on your journey and on your life, you can see so many different things that you've done where you're like, wow, I put my mind to that. I wanted it and I got it done. So whether that's graduating from college, getting a degree, whatever that is, getting married, moving to a different town, getting a certain job, getting a certain, you know, pay for that job, whatever it is, you had a goal, you had something that you wanted, and then you went after it. Okay. But it was an idea first. Started off as an idea and you said, here's what I want. And this is the same for anybody in any career field. You know, think about Tiger Woods, for instance. Like his idea, his dream was to be the best golfer in the world, not to just win tournaments, not just to win, but to be the best. You know, there's musicians who want to sell out huge arenas or sell a certain number of copies of a single or of an album. And they start to just dream about what do they want. And that is the thing that drives them to keep doing it over and over again. You know, for me, my driving force, I've told you guys before, is that, you know, I don't want nonprofit leaders to feel alone. I don't want them to be alone. And so the reason for this podcast, the reason why we're talking right now is because I want you to know that I'm with you, you know, that you're not alone, that you don't have to do this by yourself, that there's a whole group of people, there's a whole community of people who are all doing the same thing, feeling the same thing you are, and are going through this too. So we're not alone, you know? And so, but that to me drives me to keep doing this every single day. Every day I wake up and think about how can I make, you know, create better resources and create better tools for you, you know? And so, but think through that. What do you want? And as you start dreaming a little bit about that dollar amount or the lives that are being changed, and you really grab a hold of what is that dream? What does that look like? I just want you to jot it down. I just want you to write that idea down on paper. Put it on a dry erase board if you want to, or write it in a notebook and a journal. I just want you to write that dream down so that you really have something huge, you know, something tangible that you can be thinking about and going after. Okay, the next thing I want you to do, number two, is I want you to just use your imagination, and I want you to think about, okay, now that you've got this dream, this goal of what you want, now I want you to start to think through, what is it going to take? You know, we've got the end in mind. We've got this end result, the dollar amount, the lives that are being changed. We have that visual in our head, and now we have to start thinking about what kinds of people are going to be a part of that. What kinds of things are going to have to happen in order for that idea to actually come to life? So when you start, you know, thinking through, you have to start to ask yourself, like, who will volunteer their time to be a part of that thing? What kinds of people do I want to be a part of this thing? What kinds of characteristics do they have? What sorts of things are they going to say after they become a part of it? You know, I've told you before that, you know, I would continue to say in my head that I was like, they'll thank me later. And the reason why I did that was because I knew the right people that I wanted to be a part of this. And I knew I had this visual in my mind that there would come a day that they would step back and say, wow, thank you for inviting me to be a part of this. And honestly, that happened. I started making plans, you know, and it was probably about a year and a half later after everybody had seen this vision come to life. And all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea what you were creating. And now I get it. Now I get why you are so driven and why you are so motivated to do this, because I had such a vision and I knew what it was going to look like. But really, to be honest with you, it was 100 times better than I had ever visualized. But once I got, you know, into that place where people started actually saying what I wanted them to say, I was like, OMG, like we can create this thing. We can create this, you know, just whatever you want to see at the end. If you can start to give it language, if you start to give it colors and descriptive words, now all of a sudden you have something that you're working towards. You have something that you can actually feel, taste, touch, smell, you know, and that changes everything. You know, I use the example of building our house quite often, but the thing is that I'm like, could you imagine if we built that house without a blueprint? And that's where this idea phase comes into play, is that we're just, you know, we're putting everything on paper as a blueprint so that everybody else knows where their place is. they know where they fit in this huge grand scheme of what we're creating. And so that idea then pulls back, and now we create the blueprint for that idea. And when we think about what are people going to say, how are people going to feel, what sorts of things are they going to do so that they can actually do their part in this big grand scheme. So when we talk about dollars, I mean, dollars, somebody who volunteers their hours or somebody who gives their money, they just play a specific role in the big idea. Right? So if all we had were just donors and we didn't have volunteers and we didn't have staff and we didn't have people who were actually implementing the mission of our cause, the dollars don't matter all that much anymore, right? So like every single key component of the work that we do, it all makes up the big picture of what our vision is. So everybody plays a specific role in this. And so dollars, people who give money are not more important than people who give their time. And people who give their time are not more important than people who work on your staff or people who volunteer their time, you know, who give their dollars. So just remember that I know we often give our donors maybe a little bit more credit than they should. and not necessarily because they've done anything wrong, but because we value money, you know, as a society, like we tend to give more value to people who have money. But when you think about it, you're like, oh my gosh, like every single person who's a part of the team, every single person who's a part of this vision, they all play a very specific role. And without them, the vision won't come to life, you know? So I think back through the vendors and the people who provided the, you know, the food and the resources and the venue and all the details, they all mattered. It all made a huge difference, okay? So first, when you're thinking about what do you want, all that stuff, and you're using your imagination, I want you to just think through, and I will encourage you to write this down too, is that start writing down some statements that people are going to say. So this $1 million event is going to happen. And so we're putting on this $1 million event. What sorts of things are people going to say to you when they're at this $1 million event? Are they going to say, wow, this is the most incredible thing I've ever attended? Wow, look at the amazing impact that you're making. Look at the lives that are being changed. Look at the, you know, impact that this event has made on our community. You know, so think through, what do you want them to say? And is it, you know, hey, you're amazing? I would doubt that's probably your driving force, is that you want people to pat you on the back and say, gosh, you're incredible. But maybe that is something that motivates you, that people see that you are a part of something bigger. I don't know. But whatever it is, I want you to just write those statements down that you want people to say. So you guys know that like one of the major things that I love about the work that I do is that I get to help people who are working in industries that tend to be very, very lonely. And I know that you tend to sometimes be the only one who knows what's going on in the work that you do, or that you carry the load by yourself. So there's a lot of weight in the job that you're doing. And so for me, one of the major things that I wanted in the vision that idea that I had was that I wanted to create resources. I wanted to create tools for you so that you don't feel alone. And the very reason for this podcast, the very reason why I want to be in your earbuds, is because I want you to know that you're not alone. And so just 2 days ago, I was talking with a friend of mine, and he shared a testimonial from one of my clients. And in that testimonial and in that response, he flat out said that my client was so thankful for the work that I was doing, for the program that I had provided, because she didn't feel alone anymore. And I was like, you have one of those moments where you just pause and you're like, yes, you know, like, yes, that is exactly what I had told myself just 5 years ago, less than 5 years ago, when I was dreaming about the work that I would do. And just over the course of this last week, I've had these like kind of aha moments in the work that I do where I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is the idea that I had. The work that I'm doing today is the idea. I didn't put a ton of money or resources or anything behind it back then. It was purely me just sitting down with a notebook, my computer, and just starting to write down all the things that I wanted. You know, what was the idea that I had? And today, I get to do that. I mean, today I've got my book, Fundraising Freedom. I get to teach. I get to train people all over the world. I get to talk to you every single week. You know, so those are the things that drove me. Those were the ideas that I wrote down on paper that I wanted. And then to have somebody, and this is just, you know, one thing that happened the other day. I hear that all the time. I get to hear from you guys and get to hear that, you know, you finally feel like, hey, I'm in this with other people. I'm not alone in the process. And I work with a lot of ministry leaders and missionaries, and those are lonely roles. I mean, they're working in places that are just isolated, and sometimes they can't even tell their entire story because they work in nations where they can't even talk about the work that they do. So imagine, imagine it's hard enough to sell the work that you're doing, and then imagine that you can't even be super vocal about how the lives that you're changing along the way. You know, so that is a very, very isolated group of people. And for me, I mean, it brings such joy to my life that I get to help that population of people. Okay. So when you think through the idea, I want you just to really visualize and start thinking about what are people going to say when they attend that fundraiser? What are they going to say after those dollars are raised and the lives are changed and the, people are being impacted? I want you to start hearing those voices in your head, because that'll start to allow you to figure out, okay, who needs to be a part of this? What roles do I need to start putting people into so that I can start to create this idea in real life? So that second phase, you know, first phase, the idea, second phase is now we're going to bring it into physical creation, and we're going to actually build this thing that we once just had a dream of creating. Okay. So then after we've, you know, what we want, and we're using our imagination to implement it, now we want to create our plan. And this is where you work your way backwards from, you know, what you want in the end. You know, we're going to begin with the end in mind. So if we start thinking about the dollar amount and we start thinking about, okay, let's say $1 million, now we start to visualize what kinds of people would give to a $1 million fundraiser. What kinds of people would volunteer for that kind of a fundraiser? And then we start thinking about characteristics, and now we're not just cold calling. We're not just blanket sending out a message like, hey, come one, come all. We're not posting stuff in the newspaper. We're not blasting it on the media. We are being very specific about what it's going to take for us to create that idea, to create that vision. So for me, like thinking about my $1 million plan, the last thing I was going to do was I was going to tell the masses about my idea. Okay. I kept it very hush hush. I only talked to a select group of people. I was having one-on-one conversations about this idea. And I just started to say, hey, we're thinking about bringing this event to our town. We're thinking about creating this event, this idea, bringing this to our community. And so only the people that I had those one-on-one conversations knew what was going on. It was very select. I based on what they've told me, felt very honored that they got a chance to hear about it from the very beginning. And some of the people who I talked to at the very beginning, they never ended up being a part of our program at all. And that's okay, because I had such clarity about what I was creating that they just didn't fit. They didn't want to be a part of it. And that's okay. I'm so glad that they self-selected themselves out, because they didn't waste our time. And that's what I want for you, is to make sure that you are focused, you know, your energy, everything that you're moving towards is really creating that idea, bringing that idea to physical creation, to bring that thing to life. So when you work your way backwards, you start to create these steps that you're like, okay, what kinds of people am I going to need? What kinds of resources am I going to need? What kind of venue, what kind of location, you know, all those details start to come to life. Now, you don't have to have everything figured out. And to be honest with you, I had no idea. Okay, I have a vision. I think it's going to look one way. But by the time you get there and you start bringing together all the right people, it will look completely different, right? Think about anything that you ever wanted. You know, I remember dreaming about graduating from college and thinking, when I graduate from college, I'm going to get this great job and this is what it's going to look like and here's where I'm going to go and this is what I'm going to be. And I had this great vision, but when it actually happened, when I actually graduated, I was like, whoa, this is way different than I ever anticipated. This is not what I thought it would be. And not in a bad way, but once it actually comes to creation, once it comes to life, it's going to look different because now you're actually going to be walking through it. And we have a tendency to create, you know, either we make something look way better and more grandiose than it actually will be, or we have the opposite effect where we can't seem to just dream big enough. We can't seem to catch the colors and the feelings and the emotions and all the stuff that comes with it. So I want you to, you know, really push yourself. If you're somebody who, you know, struggles with seeing that vision, I want you to start, you know, creating some sort of vision board. Start pulling out pictures and graphics and things that you see other people doing and saying, well, hey, if they can do it, we can do it too, right? So as long as you can start to get an idea of what you want and you start, you know, pulling those pieces together and pulling together the right people, it's amazing what you can create and what you can accomplish. So I know, I mean, I'm, you know, push myself. I love trying new things. I love creating new things. But those things are also extremely scary. And I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, like there's things that I'm working on right now that like absolutely freak me out. I mean, I was on a call last week and I was talking with some people. We were dreaming about what was going to be coming and creating this vision, this idea of what we wanted. And I mean, I got off the phone and I was just so overwhelmed at the thought of what we were going to do. And I 110% believe that this thing is going to be so much bigger and so much better than I can even visualize right now. And that freaks me out, right? You know? And so if your dreams are not freaking you out, I mean, something's wrong, okay? So we definitely want to dream so big that it just kind of freaks us out a little bit because that's the good stuff. That's like where, you know, lives are being changed and where things are just so much bigger than we ever anticipated, okay? So, I mean, my fundraiser that I put on, yeah, I wanted to raise $1 million. We net $500,000 in that year, which was incredible. But you know what? It was so much better than I ever even visualized. And so that's the cool thing about all of this is that when you can start to dream about what it is that you want and you work your way backwards from it, you're like, you know, you start putting the right people together and those people start delivering on things that you never even ask them about because they buy into the same vision. And so if you're so passionate about it and you recruit other people who are passionate, it's like crazy when you bring those two people together. And that's really where the synergy comes into play is that you're this whole team of people are all moving in the same direction towards the same thing. And because you have such clarity about what you want, you start to just draw in the right people. And the people who don't care about the work that you're doing and don't care about this idea, they're just going to fall to the wayside. And thank goodness they do because we don't have time. We don't have time to waste having conversations with people who don't get it, who don't get what we're trying to create, okay? So that's why we're doing everything in a way that draws people in. It brings in the right people and at the right season, at the right time, and we're all moving towards that vision that you have for your fundraiser, for your goal, whatever it is. So I think it's just crazy how these things come together. And I wouldn't believe it, honestly, if I haven't experienced it personally. And so that's why I wanted to teach on this today is that we have to start with the end in mind, because if we don't, other people will come in and their vision will just totally sidetrack us and we'll land somewhere that we never anticipated. And the other thing is like I said at the beginning, was that, you know, what got us here won't get us there. And so we are going to continue to lean back on our previous experiences, which got us here. And so that's where we start to repeat the same thing over and over and over again, and we start getting the same results. And who wants to get the same results that they've already gotten, especially if they're not good results? So if we want to get amazing results on our fundraising, we've got to make sure that we have this new vision, these new challenges that we have set forward, and we bring the people along with us who also believe the same thing that we believe. right? Okay, so this is my challenge to you today. I want to encourage you to continue to press forward on that vision. If you do not have your mission, your vision, and your why statement written down, I'm going to push you to do that. And here's just a little, you know, kind of a statement that I like to use. I know I've mentioned it before, but when you're working with your mission, now your mission is what you do and your vision is the end result. And I know a lot of people get that confused. Okay. So the mission statement is what you do and the vision is the end result. So when you think about a vision, when you have a vision for something, you're basically saying like, in a perfect world, these are the end results. Right? So in a perfect world, when I say I don't want anybody, you know, I don't want nonprofit leaders to feel alone, the end result is that I want every nonprofit leader to be in community. I want them to be in community with other like-minded people. And in order to do that, that's where I'm creating opportunities for that. I'm creating opportunities for people to be in like-minded communities so that they have that synergy and they can start pushing each other in ways that I couldn't even do. So I bring the teaching, but I bring the community. I bring the people that are going to surround you, that are going to push you to be a better version of you. And that's what I'm creating in everything that I do. So that's the same thing for you. It's like, what is the vision? What is the end result in a perfect world? What do you want the end result to look like? You know, when I was at the American Cancer Society, the end result was to cure cancer, you know, that no one would have to battle cancer. There'd be less cancer, more birthdays. That was the vision. Less cancer, more birthdays. And so for you, just I want you to be so clear about the end result, which is your vision, and the mission statement is purely just what it is that you do. And so one of my good friends, he talks about the opus, and he shares a statement that basically just goes like this, and all you have to do is just fill in the blank, okay? So the statement is, I am blank, or we are, if you're an organization, we are blank, and you fill in the blank of who you are. Are you a nonprofit healthcare organization? Are you a, you know, an education-based organization? Whatever it is that you are. So we are blank, who, and then fill in the blank. Who does blank? Who do you serve? Who do you help? Who do you, you know, resource? And you fill in the blank there. Who blank? And then the last part of the statement is, so that blank. What are the end results? What are the things that what do you want to come out of this? And so then at the end, your statement is basically, we are blank, who blank, so that blank. And I hope that that makes sense to you. I'll make sure that I have that in the show notes as well. But I love that. My statement that I use all the time, just so you can catch it, is that I'm Mary Valone, fundraising coach, consultant, and trainer who helps startup and stuck nonprofit and ministry leaders raise more funds and have more freedom to do what really matters. So that's that statement. You can see how it falls in line right with that. I am blank. Who does blank? So that blank. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you grabbed that today. My main, you know, challenge for you today is to start with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. Have that vision. Start dreaming. Start being so creative. Get those things on paper so that you can work your way backwards and actually build that fundraiser. Raise the funds that you really need so that you can raise more funds, have more freedom, and make a difference in the work that you're doing. So, all right. Well, I hope you have a great week. At the end of this podcast every week, I share a little bit about a program that I do called Fundraising Freedom Academy. The academy is not open right now, but I am taking applications. So I want to make sure to share that with you. If you're somebody who's looking to raise, you know, six figures, and you want to do it in community with somebody else, you want to make sure that you have this support coming around you. I am taking applications. So I want to make sure to give you guys a heads up on that fundraisingfreedomacademy.com. If you want to apply, you're welcome to do that. And as soon as we open up the next class, I will be sure to reach out and get you plugged in. So, all right. Well, hope you guys have a great week. Let's go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. Would you like to create a killer six or seven figure signature fundraiser where you have long-term sustainability, less stress, and the freedom to focus on what really matters? Well, Fundraising Freedom Academy may be just what you need. I'm Mary Valone, and I created an 18-month training program that gives you the clarity and confidence to launch, grow, and scale your signature fundraiser, including weekly coaching calls, masterclass trainings, and easy-to-edit templates to build your signature fundraiser. This was the exact plan I used to net $500,000 with a first-year event. Apply today for the next Fundraising Freedom Academy class at fundraisingfreedomacademy.com. That's fundraisingfreedomacademy.com.